Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to this an emergency podcast episode of Gamertag Radio. I have a mess here because I'm in my new office here. This is Danny Pena, and also joining me, we have here Paris Lilly. Paris, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Look, Paris, I woke up really early today because I'm like, all right, I'm expecting an announcement because it looks like it's all over the web. Everybody's talking about it, and it's official. Nintendo just revealed their new console, Nintendo Switch 2. And the icon of the 2 is pretty big, Paris, so it's not no Super Nintendo Switch.
Okay, what it say? It's Super Nintendo Switch to me.
Like, so, I mean, looking at this reveal trailer, first look trailer, it seemed like everything was right with all the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything was right. And another thing that they showed, they only showed one game, is the first look of the next Mario Kart game, which I did mention it. It makes sense for Nintendo to release a Mario Kart game. And who knows when we will see a 3D or 2D Mario later this year, maybe November or something like that. But it makes sense. It makes sense. So we're gonna be talking about it, and also we're gonna look at the design and everything. And I'm just curious to hear, you know, Paris' thoughts of just the look and so on. So let's go straight to the image right here of the Nintendo Switch 2. And give me 1 second. So it's right about here. They put no audio. All right, Paris, here it is, Nintendo Switch 2. Your thoughts of this look?
Hey, no surprise, thanks to all the leaks. But, I mean, you know, they kept the traditional design of the Switch. They didn't do anything crazy with it, so it's very recognizable. Joy-Cons are bigger, which is a plus here. Interesting enough, and you don't have it on this screen, two USB-C ports, one on the bottom, one on the top, which I think is a good thing because it sounds like if you're charging it while you're playing it, you have it on top, bottom, whatever, but it'll be interesting to see how else that'll come into play. Joy-Cons are magnetic now to click in instead of sliding. I think that's another bonus as well. It looks to be a bigger screen. I would imagine it is 8-inch screen, which is good. Probably LCD. I don't think it'll be OLED at launch. It'll probably do OLED later on. But it looks good. Also, you know, the stand, obviously big and flexible again, you know, kind of, you know, iterating again on the OLED update that they had with this as well. So all this looks good, man. Looks really good. I'm obviously excited to see when this direct comes out in April.
Yeah. So that's another thing too. The Nintendo, they're planning to have like events all around the world after the Nintendo Direct. So the Nintendo Direct will take place, it looks like April 2nd and then the 4th and so on. There, you'll see events all over the US and also the world. So like Japan and a couple other places too, which I have it here, but we're going to look at it. But another thing that I would like to talk about this too, which is good because I have a lot of Nintendo Switch games, a lot. And now I could take my games that I have for my old console and now transfer it to the new console too. Not only you will get to play Nintendo Switch games, but also Nintendo Switch 2 games. So this is, and it says here, both, you could play both physical and digital Switch games. from Nintendo Switch games, man. So very cool to see this.
You're forgetting one part, though. One teeny tiny part of this. Certain Nintendo Switch games may not be supported on or fully compatible with Nintendo Switch 2.
That's so interesting.
I'm sure it's going to be a very small percentage of them. Maybe something that uses some weird peripheral or something like that, that won't be compatible. But, you know, hey, look, they made sure they let you know that from day one. It isn't going to be 100% backwards compatibility.
And I'm okay with that. As long, let's make believe it's a game that we like, you know, that you don't use no peripherals, but it's just like you just play it and it's not available. Maybe in the future with an update, we probably will see that too. You know, so Nintendo Switch Online members can continue using the service on Nintendo Switch 2. Are you still a member? Because I am.
You know what? I'm not. And I even got an email saying that, hey, you got a 3-month thing to use because I haven't used it in a while. So I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah. So right here, Nintendo Switch 2, the Nintendo Direct happening April 2nd. It says here to stay tuned for a closer look of the presentation of the console. So let me click here. I haven't checked this out. Let's say learn more. It's here only the... I'm going to show the device again, similar to what we've seen before. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back. Now, this is something that I will love to attend. So there's going to be a Nintendo Switch 2 experience for fans and most likely also for media, starting in New York, April 4th to the 6th. It's only 2 days. So if you have a Nintendo account, you could just go register, and they're going to have like a random drawing, and they'll invite people. But Los Angeles and also Dallas. In New York, this is this place called Center 415, I believe. That's the name of the area in downtown. This one, I've been to this one. This is in Television City. I believe that's in here and also in LA. Been there for Squid Games. They had like an experience there. And also Dallas, 425 to 427. Oh, yeah, this is pretty cool, Paris. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited about this, man. Very cool. And it looks premium. The quality looks a lot better than the original Switch. I think the OLED version, it's also a better quality too, but this is really good, man. Overall, man, I'm very curious about battery life, though, man. Super curious about that. Do you think it's gonna be, you know, at least better or close to OLED or what?
No, this won't be OLED. It'll be LCD at launch. Because
I'm talking about battery.
You mean the battery? Yeah, I think it'll be LCD. Which, I mean, you know, the tech has gotten better over the years. I would imagine battery life's around the same. I'm not expecting it to be any better or any worse.
And another question, which I know you posted this on Twitter. You asked everybody, like, the price. What do you think the price is going to be for this?
Well, if you read what I said $399. See? Y'all be looking at my tweets. Read it all.
No. I read your poll. Your poll.
Yeah, but read what I said in it. See? You half of it. No, right. I think $399. $399 makes sense to me because, again, we're talking, this is a bigger screen, even though it's not OLED. Higher quality, everything. Obviously, we know where the state of the world is with economy and all of that. $399 seems fair at launch. I won't be upset with that. Anything higher, I would be shocked, especially being Nintendo, because they obviously want this to be as affordable as possible. So $399, that's where I'll stick.
Yeah, and do you think the leaks hurt this announcement overall? Nah, or you think helped? You think?
I don't think it did anything. I think it's Nintendo. Look, we're buying it anyways. It didn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Look, Nintendo could have said nothing and that's let everything true. Leak. We're still buying it. So, it's fine. It's
now,
fine.
Another thing that I want to show over here is the new... And it's funny because when I saw this, I personally thought, like, yo, is that like the old... Is that an old Mario Kart or what? Like, I wasn't, because it was, bro, it was early in the morning, so.
Yeah. My brain's still halfway working.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to look at it very quick. Paris, your thoughts about this, man? This is really cool, man. Mario Kart, it looks like Mario Kart 9. And it looks like somebody says here that, guess the movie has influenced Donkey Kong's new look. So Donkey Kong has a...
Yeah, I was going to say that too. He looks more like the movie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, well, I'll talk about Mario Kart 9 first. Again, not a surprise. This is most likely at launch. I'd be shocked if it isn't at this point. Everything that we've already talked about looks good. Looks like maybe it'll be more expansive with the way the world, like obviously this big canyon desert area that we're in right here. I'm excited to see more. I imagine this will be the star of whatever the direct is going to be in April.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. That, now, third party wise, companies that you will like to see to have something, either a new game or a port. Do you?
Breaking news on that. Jason Schreier just tweeted out that he believes the reason that they announced it now, even though it was just this little quick little 2-minute video, because now it will allow third parties to announce some of their games that are coming to Switch too over this window, over time, you know, leading up to April. It gives them time to have their own announcements about when their games are coming. So to answer your question, I expect, honestly, everybody. I mean, we're talking 2K, Ubisoft, EA, on down the line. I expect every, you know, Devolver Digital, everybody's going to put their games on this thing. Clearly, there's been rumors about Xbox, so I would not be shocked that we're going to be seeing Xbox games on here at launch as well. So I expect everybody, expect every major publisher to have something on here, probably at launch as well. Because why not? This console is going to sell like crazy. So from, again, we'll find out a direct from a performance standpoint, from a technical standpoint. Obviously, we'll see what NVIDIA is doing with DLSS and all that. But if the Switch 2 is powerful enough to support these games, expect major third parties to have all their stuff on here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think I could see a Black Ops 6, maybe. That, I think that would be very smart. Because the last time we got to see a Call of Duty game from Activision was back from the original Wii U. The original,
yeah, well, yeah, we already know back. Xbox has already confirmed, hey, Call of Duty will be on the Switch too. So to your point, why not have Black Ops 6 at launch? Just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah. Now, if, and this is a big if, I know there's been rumors about, I know you mentioned too, about like Halo and all this stuff. What other games you would like to see in this? I personally would love to see like a Sea of Thieves, maybe. Maybe, you know, Flight Sim will be interesting, I think, to have it here. I think Nintendo Switch 2. It's something, I think it will be something totally different. And I think it's something that potentially could happen too. Now with the new technology of you could just stream the game, you know, because of the size and so on. You know what I'm saying? So do you think you see that too, this console?
I think everything, honestly, just to even speculate about individual games, I expect every major game to wind up being on here. If technically it's possible, they're going to be on here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Anything else, Paris? I think we're good with the emergency podcast episode here.
I mean,
know?
Like I said, I'm excited for Switch 2. When I was at CES this year, it was pretty clear to me that 2025 is the year of the handheld just across the industry, and Nintendo's going to lead the way, because of course they are. Why wouldn't they? We know they're going to have games that we want to play. The Switch 2 will be at an affordable price for the most part, I would imagine. Again, bigger Joy-Cons, bigger screen. I'm excited for that. I'm honestly shocked that we have to wait until April for the Direct, but again, going by what Schreier said, this is probably why we got the announcement now, because it allowed third parties to get all their stuff together. It'll be interesting to see what third-party accessories come with this, because like even now, the case that I use this third-party case, which is great. I mean, are they going to be supported at launch? I mean, other things like that. It'll be exciting, man, but going by that tour we saw, it looks like the last tour is in Korea in June. So we're probably not getting this until June, you know, from a launch standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're doing these worldwide tours, unless they're staggering the launch globally, which I don't think they'll do. I think it'll be a simultaneous global launch. So if that's the case, we're probably not getting this until mid-June.
Yeah, I mean, think about this too, Paris. I think that that makes a lot of sense. June will be a good time to release it. And that's like during, because remember, it's still considered spring, early June. You know what I'm saying? So, but most of the time too, I remember when the original Switch was coming out, they also had like hands-on experience, but they also had hands-on experience after, even when the console was already launched, you know? So that's possible too, where, you know, we might see this maybe in May, maybe in June. It all depends on if Nintendo plans to release this around that time, you know? But I think June will be a good month, I think, personally. Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I mean, if you think of it this way, you know, we're going to have Summer Game Fest at the beginning of June, around the time that these global tours end. So there may be some stuff at Summer Game Fest that Nintendo can talk about as well. And then maybe a week or two later, boom, it's out for everybody in the world.
Mm-hmm. And this will be before Gamescom and Tokyo Game Show and so yep. on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is cool, man. This is cool. I during 99, let me tell you, the day that it's ready for pre-orders, I'm all in, bro. All in.
Yeah. This is day one. It's Nintendo. We joke about this all the time, but they literally could have put out a 10-second video, Switch 2, you're buying it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm buying it. You got me.
Now, my question I was going to ask you, hard drive space, storage space, I mean, is it going to be bigger than before? Usually it's very small. We also have to always buy, you know, micro SD and all that stuff, man. I hope it's not small.
You know what? What is it? Because I have the memory card in there. So what is it on OLED right now? Do we know? I can't remember.
Let me see. Nintendo Switch OLED storage. Oh, 64 gigs?
That's why you get the memory. I got a 1 terabyte in mine. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. 64 internal. Oh, that's not a lot.
Maybe we get it up to like 128, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, 500 gigs at least.
Think of this. We talk about Call of Duty. Call of Duty wouldn't fit on 128. Or barely.
Well, that is true. You have to have additional storage for that.
Let's hope we at least get 512. I'm going to say 512. That's going to be my guess. I think we get 512.
512? Yeah. I could definitely see that for sure. Definitely see that. Well, everyone, we would love to hear your thoughts about the Nintendo Switch 2 announcement, first look. Let us know your thoughts. And it looks like it's only going to be a black version only.
I would go against that. It's Nintendo. They're going to have accessories and stuff. I imagine you can have different color Joy-Cons. Maybe not at launch. You might be right. It might be at launch. It's all the same. But it's Nintendo. Over the next year or two, you're going to see all kind of variations of this.
Yeah, I mean, they only had two versions last time, too. So I found the red and blue when it came out of the original Switch. It was really, really hard for me to find. And it's also when the OLED version came out, it also had two different colors. So we probably will get to see another color during the Nintendo Direct. I could definitely see that.
You know? Yeah. This is hey, we're just showing it to you. So yeah. I wouldn't take too much from this right now.
Yeah. Keep it as a surprise for everything else, man. Unless you have all these other people releasing leaks.
Leaks.
Come on, save something for us, man. I want to like be surprised too, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's anything else. You know what I just noticed? The trigger, hold on a second. Let me look at it one more time. Because I want to make sure. Because when you're playing, you're going to be going like this. Do you see it? It's like to the side.
Yeah.
So it's like this. Mm-hmm. Instead of.
Or is that just the release for the Joy-Con?
No, that's part. It's connected to the console.
Hold on. They're going to show it. It's about to come back around again. Let's see. Or is it not? Are we not about to see it again?
It's a little bit different.
Okay, look.
You see?
It's curved. So you can kind of do it from the side, but you can still do it the traditional way as well.
Yeah. So it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like the traditional way where it's like, you know, from the front. You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. I think that's the only thing different design wise, I think. When it comes to that, like I'm talking about more of like the playing the game, you know, and also the stand. I mean, I never Look, I know you could do that with the OLED, but I'll never put it all the way down like that. It's like, why? It's all good, man. All good. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this emergency podcast of Gamer Tag Radio. Today, I was going to put up, you know, our retro episode, but this happens next week. I'll release something next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And Paris, thank you for joining super early in the morning. It's not even 6:30 yet.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Thanks for recording. All right. Until next time, everyone. We're out.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.